This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica's economy becoming more resilient. Sugar Transformation Unit funds multi-million dollar training initiative for young people. And 4-H clubs to launch campaign to highlight contribution to youth and national development. Stay with us. The news in detail after this message.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net, close windows before dark, open windows and doors during fogging, cover your body as much as possible, and wear light-colored clothing. Protect yourself from mosquito-borne diseases. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding in your surroundings. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. The Jamaican economy is becoming more resilient to inflationary shocks. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says despite experiencing several economic shocks over the last 2 years, including the devaluation of the Jamaican dollar and last year's bus fare increase, inflation remains in single-digit figures.
And, in fact, has trended down between September last year and the end of the review quarter. Headline inflation stood at 8% at the end of June 2014. Now that's down from 8.8% a year ago. And it's also down from 8.3% at the end of March 2014.
The governor says this resilience is due to several factors, including the strong fiscal measures under the current economic reform program and improvements in efficiency and output in the manufacturing and agriculture sectors. Mr. Winter was speaking at the third economic briefing for 2014 at the Bank of Jamaica on Monday. The Sugar Transformation Unit, STU, has provided $65 million in funding to the Jamaica 4-H clubs to train approximately 750 young people in tractor operation, small equipment repair, housekeeping, and meal preparation. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and Chairman of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Senator Norman Grant, says the funding has greatly assisted the clubs to provide young people with skills for employment. Senator Grant adds that over the next 2 years, the SDU will provide the clubs with $90 million in funding to train an additional 1,800 young people.
Every single cent will be spent in investing in the development of our youngsters, in empowering them to ensure that they understand that they have a role to play in the development of future Jamaica.
Senator Grant was addressing the recent 17th anniversary ceremony for the Lauriston and Thompson Penn 4-H Club in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. And come April 2015, the Jamaica 4-H Clubs will be launching an intensive 12-month campaign seeking to highlight its contribution to youth and national development in Jamaica. Chairman of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Senator Norman Grant, says this will form part of the organization's 75th anniversary celebrations. A committee will be set up to spearhead the planning. Senator Grant says meetings will start as early as September.
It is important that we do this because a lot of people don't know or they don't appreciate or they don't understand the impact and the work of the Jamaica 4-H Club. We have trained young people in the area of agriculture, home economics, leadership skills, social skills, healthy lifestyle, and environmental awareness.
And with a 12% increase on average in the cost of textbooks this year, the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is urging parents to consult the Ministry of Education's list of approved supplementary texts. Parents are also being encouraged to utilize the National Textbook Rental Scheme where possible or purchase pre-owned books. The appeal follows the findings of the CAC's annual school textbook survey conducted July 29 to August 7 to analyze price movements. The survey took into account 128 textbooks, 13 infant, 34 primary, and 81 secondary in 49 book outlets across the island. Islandwide, the average price movement amongst secondary texts revealed an increase of 16%, while for primary and infant level texts, the average increase was 4%. During the July 2013 to July 2014 period, the Statistical Institute of Jamaica recorded an inflation rate of 9%. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.